On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
That's exciting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, they all do. They all like it. Welcome to the program. I'm Ron Van Dam. No, I am. It's a Ron Van Dam show. We do this every single weekday. I know there's something wrong with me. I get it. Yeah, I know. It's a strange way to make a living, granted. But it does okay for me. It's better than working in a farm, shoveling crap in a barn after a horse. Just has to, you know, it's better. You know what I don't understand are these ice cream places where they actually have the cows in a stable behind the ice cream place. So you go into the ice cream place and you get your wonderful ice cream in a cup or a cone, your choice. And then you stroll around with your ice cream and you wander into the barn and there are cows there and you go, oh my God, I'm eating ice cream that came from these cows. And then you quickly pick up that incredible heavy smell of manure and you see these little brown duties all over the floor and it's just like, what a wonderful culinary experience this is. You think cows actually get upset when they see people walking around eating a product that came from their udder? I'd be annoyed if I were. I'd go, hey man, what's up with that? I just gave milk so you can walk around with a cone with ice cream. What the hell? What's up with that? What's the deal here? We're horrible people. You're actually worse than I am, but we're horrible people. The things we eat, man, it's just, it's weird. It's odd. I mean, I'll sit down and have a steak. Not frequently. My doctor says if I do that too much, then I won't be living that long. Well, I could be, but not in a healthy manner. She says, Ron, you got to stop eating meat. And I said, well, you got to stop being a doctor because we're not matching up here. I like a good steak every once in a while. And it doesn't have to be a huge one. Doesn't have to be the size of the cow itself. But a nice little filet mignon is not so bad in my life. But I don't eat it in front of a cow. I don't dangle it in front of its face. That would be disgusting. It's like lobster. I remember when I was a kid. I don't know if they do this anymore. It's cruel if they do. It's psychologically cruel to everybody. But when I was growing up, and a younger adult at that, they had big lobster tanks in the middle of the restaurant, these seafood restaurants. And you see these lobsters just crowded in a tank. There's no cage-free lobsters, no tank-free lobsters just walking around the restaurant. Hey, there's one in the corner. I'll have that one. No, they put them in a tank. There's no room for them to move around. They're bumping into each other. They got their claws all taped up. That's ridiculous. That's like being bound and gagged in a porno film. And then you walk up to the tank and you point to the lobster that you want killed, and then you eat it immediately. Like, who are we? What are we doing? Now, granted, lobsters may not be the smartest people in the world. You never see them in school. I mean, fish are smart. You see schools of fish. I don't know why they call it that. It's got to be because they go to school. There's no schools of lobster. I don't know what you call large groups of lobsters. Sentenced to death? I guess that's what you call them. That's the only reason that we catch lobsters, is to eat them. You never walk into somebody's home and see a giant lobster sticking out of a plaque over a fireplace in somebody's house. Yeah, I caught this baby in the ocean 3 years ago, and I had it stuffed and mounted. When I eat it, I also have it stuffed, so it's very tasty with the seafood stuffing. Don't display what you've killed. I was looking to move recently, and I started looking at homes, you know, open houses, things like that. Open house, it's such an odd phrase. Here, I'm selling my house. I'm going to do an open house. What are you talking about? It's an open house. What the hell does that mean? I'm opening my house to the public. Why would you do something like that? Don't you want to sell it? Why would you just open it up? What are you talking about? What kind of phrase is that? It's an open house. Oh, God. Anyway, I walked in, and this I guess the guy was a hunter that owned this house, and in every room there was a large moose head or a large deer head sticking out of the wall. My immediate thought is the rest of the animal behind the wall sticking into the bedroom? Is the back of the deer and its ass like sticking into your bedroom? I don't want to insult anybody, but as a human being, I do not understand why I would kill something and mount it on my wall. I guess they're proud of the fact that there was an innocent animal there that had no weapons. You never see deers in the forest armed with machine guns or machetes. They're just freaking standing there naked in the woods. Then these brave human beings walk around with these gigantic guns and rifles, shoot an animal that's just standing there, and then they put it on their wall, and they're proud that they shot a defenseless animal as if this was an achievement. What are you talking? What kind of achievement is it to shoot an animal that's just standing there? Well, Ron, some of them scurry rather quickly. Oh, that's where the talent comes in, right? I mean, if the animal were about to charge you and run you over and kill you, I'd say take your best shot. Other than that, it ain't a very human thing to do. But, of course, we eat them after we kill them for the most part, and then we put their heads on the wall. I mean, I really don't know. I had lasagna last night. I didn't mount a noodle over my fireplace. Maybe I should have. Go mountain noodles there. All right. Welcome to the program. Have you showered lately, by the way? It's very, very hot in the Northeast. This is official. The National Weather Service says that this has been the hottest July on record for the Northeast of this country. Not Northeast of Cambodia. Northeast of the United States. The Boston, New York area, hottest temperatures ever recorded. Ever recorded, written down, noticed, looked at, hottest ever. This July has been the hottest summer on record for the Boston, New York area, the Northeast. That's not good. That's not something that's good. I know you like to go out in the summer and do that kind of stuff, but hot and humid at 100 degrees, like for 3 days in a row? Not really fun. The worst part of that is the financial upshot. I got my my electric bill a couple of days ago. Opened up the envelope, said, all right, fine, I'll pay that. Opened it up. It's over $500. Excuse me? My electric bill is over $500. No, I don't run a manufacturing facility. This is my home and my studio. Both add them up, same location, $500, man. I have to second mortgage my home to pay my electric bill for July. This is not a good thing. This is not something that's good. And I keep saying to myself, my God, if there were a power outage, well, I'd save money. First of all, I would also like melt, like in that Wizard of Oz movie with the witch, where I'm melting. That would be me. That would be me. When you're melting, what else can you do but just exclaim it continually? I'm melting. I'm melting. Okay, I get it. You're melting. I get it. That's not a good thing. Hottest July ever on record. Wait till August rolls around. My electric bill is going to be like $5,000. Ron, you want to buy a car or pay your electric bill for July? That's a toss-up. I don't really know. It's hard to say because the car is the only place where I can actually cool off. Do you realize that? When you get in your car and you turn on the air conditioning, there was a time when not everybody had air conditioning in their car. They rode around in the summer with their windows open because they didn't have air conditioning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, just about everybody has air conditioning in their car. That is the coolest place to be, hands down, anywhere, and probably the least expensive. Hottest July on record ever. Ever. Now, I don't think they were keeping temperatures when Jesus was walking through the desert or Moses was walking. What is it with these people? They're always walking through deserts. Why do you do that? In sandals? In sandals? You're walking around in the desert? Jesus, Moses, Bob. I don't know if Bob was a religious figure, but you assume probably not as popular as Jesus or Moses. Did you ever walk across the desert? I haven't. I'm assuming that if I did, I'd start seeing things. I'd start seeing mirages and things that weren't really there because my brains would be baked. Just walking in the desert for a little bit, much less across the desert, I would start seeing things like, burning bushes. I'd start talking to voices like God or something. Or maybe I'd be so exhausted, I'd come to the Red Sea and the sea would just part for me as I could walk across. You know, like the walk sign started blinking at an intersection. Now we can cross the street, that kind of thing. I think a lot of that was delusional activity. I swear, I was walking in the desert and there's this bush on fire for some, just one bush. And it starts talking to me and tells me what I should be doing. And one of the things it tells me to do is not to have an affair with my neighbor. How did this bush know that? And we still live by what the bush said in the middle of the desert. Ron, don't get into religious commentary. Some people get pissed off when you do that. Leave it alone. Walk away. Walk away. Don't look back. All right, here's something that you should know about that is very important for you to know, which is basically the same thing as what I just said. Do you have a Capital One credit card? What's in your wallet? Capital One has just released information that one out of three of their credit card holders, or well over 100 million customers, have been hacked. My God. Hacked by North Korea, by Russia, by China, by Bolivia? No, by a 33-year-old woman. She's been arrested, by the way. She was somehow able, she worked for a firm called Cloud Something, which actually Capital One was not a parent company, but Capital One used their services. This woman actually worked for that cloud company. and very good at what she does, obviously, and was able to hack into the Capital One system, and this is what she took. The names, addresses, personal information, social security numbers from over 100 million customers. 100 million. I think there's only 330 million people in the United States. This is over 100 million. That's one out of three people. Wow, that's a lot of people. That's one out of three is a lot. That's like, that's how many dentists recommend Crest. That's a lot of people. By the way, have you noticed that dentists are not recommending Crest anymore? What happened? Crest not paying them enough money to say that? So, over 100 million people hacked. Personal information, social security numbers, credit card numbers, credit limits. The largest number of people hacked percentage-wise were those that put in credit applications to get a Credit One credit card. Transactions were hacked. All the personal information that you know and love. This happened back in March, by the way, and you might be saying, well, how come this is July and we're just learning about it now at the beginning of August and this happened back in March? Well, that's the way these things work. The lady was arrested, and it's, boy, this time it's a lady. Congratulations. It's about time women caught up with men. They arrested her, and they got from her the following information. What were you going to do with all the information that you hacked from Capital One, lady? What were you going to do with it? And she said, I was going to sell it to interested buyers who wanted information for marketing. That's what I was going to do. I wasn't going to use the cars to get money and stuff like that. I was going to sell the information. Oh, okay. Because that's what they all do anyway. So what's the difference between this lady who hacked Capital One, what's the difference between her and Facebook? I mean, nothing. Isn't that what Facebook does? Ron, that's an accusation. You're telling me that Facebook sells that information to interested third parties? No, it's an assumption. It's an assumption and a feeling that I have. One out of three, man, Capital One. Problem is, this happened back in March. Had I known a little bit earlier, I would have checked my credit card statement a little bit better. Here's the bottom line. Here's the lesson. There's two things to learn from this. One, check your damn credit card statement every single month. And if you don't get one and everything's just paid automatically online and you don't bother looking at like what the charges are, then someday you're going to pay for that mistake. You check it every month, you stupid person. That way, if something gets hacked or something goes wrong or there's a charge on your credit card that you didn't incur, that's your own fault for not checking it. You're supposed to do that. You always do. You're supposed to do it. No one tell you that? I don't have time. Yes, you do. It doesn't take more than a minute. Once a month. Are you serious? You don't have time. This is your money. This is your credit card. These are your charges. That's number one. Number two is, in this world of computerization, of everything being digital and online, we are just so vulnerable, it's not funny. If this lady can do this from the comfort of her living room while she sits on her ass and eats popcorn, that's an assumption. I don't know that she does that. She could be a vegan. If she can do it, I assume that other countries can certainly do it. Why can't a country hack into your water system, filtration, computerization system, or the electric grid, or other credit card companies, or banks, freeze assets, cut the power? I mean, obviously, they can. We have made ourselves so vulnerable. used to be the only one, the only way to lose power was somebody hit the master switch and then all the lights went out. And there'd be security around that particular building. We don't do things like that anymore. Everything is done by computers. And if they're hacked into, then you've just been breached. Someone has just gotten into your system and taken your stuff. We have made ourselves super vulnerable. And that can happen to any phase of our lives. Do you have any money at all? Where is it? In the bank? What if your bank was hacked? The bank didn't have enough money to cover it. And it was such a large amount that that FDIC, forget the F, it just turns into a dick situation. We're vulnerable. We're always vulnerable. And I think we're becoming lax about that vulnerability. You probably heard that last week, the Senate had two bills that they could have passed, plus another bill that would supplementary, that could have gone a great deal to secure our election system so that in 2020 at our next national election, it can't be hacked as easily as it was during the 2016. But Mitch McConnell, the leader, quote unquote, of the Senate, said, nah, we're not even going to put it up for a vote. What, Mitch? They call him Moscow Mitch because he apparently sides with Moscow just like Trump does. These bills would have made it illegal for someone to acquire information from a foreign power to be used for election advantages. That would have to be reported to the FBI. That's already a law, but this strengthens that law. And the other one would put monies in effect to strengthen our security for our election system. Both were not even being considered because Mitch McConnell, leader of the Republican Party in the Senate, decided, nah, I'm not going to do it because the president will get pissed if I do it. What kind of mafia is going on up there? Why is everybody so scared? Because of Trump's base. They don't want to piss off Trump's base. Therefore, they don't want to piss off Trump. And if you piss off Trump, he'll go right onto Twitter. Oh, my God. And he'll malign you and ruin your career. This is mafia stuff. This guy's not being a president. He's being a mafia leader for his own mafia family. Don't get me started with this guy in the White House. I'm not in the mood today. I'm going to say one more thing about this before I turn you over to authorities. And I'll talk about this more tomorrow because it requires an entire show. But just think about this. Are you better off than you were in 2016 because of that Trump guy? I venture to say you're not. If you're in the stock market, you're probably doing rather well and you've traded morality for money. But that's so American, it's not funny. As a matter of fact, right after Trump passed his big tax cut bill, he actually said to his friends at Mar-a-Lago, his billionaire friends, I just made you a lot of money. That's a quote. It was said out of his mouth. I hope you feel good about that. How are you doing, though, as a middle America person? Has your salary gone up much? Has it gone up to take care of all the price increases in the supermarket, in cars, washing machines? Everything you buy has gone up in price. Your electric bill, your gas bill, your property taxes, your cable bill, everything you pay, has that gone up in the past 2 years, past 4 years? Three and a half, let's say, maybe three. I don't know how long this douchebag's been in office. No, any money that you received has only really helped you keep up with the price increases that have taken place because the economy is so good. Every company, every item has raised their prices. So your bigger paycheck, which is not that big, is not even catching up with the price increases that have occurred. You're actually worse off. Think about it. Think about how your bills have gone up and how your salary has not gone up nearly as much as the bills. You're even more behind the gun. Nothing's been solved. Prescription prices are still going up. Nothing's been solved price-wise. Actually, it's quite the opposite. Because the deficit is now larger than it's ever been in history. Along with the temperatures, of course. We have more of a deficit. We are more behind the gun financially than we have ever been in the history of this country because of that douchebag who, when his company isn't going well, he just declares bankruptcy and starts up with some other facet of his business. Doesn't pay his creditors because he declared bankruptcy. Don, you can't do that with a country. All you did was drive us deeper into debt, the deepest debt we've ever had. And it was always the Republican mantra to be a fiscal conservative. They used to yell at the Democrats, you can't put us further into debt. That's fiscally irresponsible. But now as Trump president of that exact same party, that's perfectly fine. Spend as much money as I don't care. I mean, man, it's all upside down. Just use your brains. Are you better off? No, you're worse off. Okay, let's not go any further with that stuff. Actually, I don't have time for an interview today, do I? I've talked so much today that I have no time. And I never asked how you were. Well, I did. I asked how you were financially, and it wasn't too good. You trying to save money in a savings account? Not good, man. Not good. When I was a kid, back in the 1600s, I was getting 8 to 10% in my savings account. That's right. If there was $1,000 in my savings account, the next year there'd be $1,100 in my savings account. I made $100 for just sitting on my ass. Listen to me. The interest rates now are at about 2.5%. That's the highest you can find. They're typically about 1% or 1.5%. You put money into your savings account at 1.5%, you're not going to be making shit. You won't even make the gas money to go to the bank to see how your investment's going. Your savings account. It's absolutely absurd. That's how we made money when we were kids. We had a savings account and we made some bucks in there. Things are just not good here. Who do I feel the worst for? Well, it's this generation. I don't know what you call them. The me generation, the X generation, the millennials, the super millennials, the cow sills. I have no idea what you call yourselves. They got a different name for every decade now. Let's just stop that stupid naming of decade generation things. Generation P, Generation X. I'm Generation P because that's what I have to do every night. Ron, why are you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm Generation P. I always got a P, okay? Shouldn't you see your doctor? No, that costs too much money, too. I feel bad for them. We're ruining their planet. I know, I'm not going to get into this planet thing, but you have to be pretty delusional not to realize what the hell's going on here. You're leaving your children in debt. Your country in debt, your country all mixed up and divided and planet degrading. Is that way you're supposed to leave it? That's like renting out a hotel room and trashing it and then going the next morning and checking out. You're supposed to clean up behind yourself. You're supposed to make life better for those that you're leaving. You know, leave it nice and tidy and ready for them so that, you know, Don't leave it in shambles to the point where they have to completely redecorate and clean up the holes in the walls and all the cockroaches you left on the floor. That's what we're doing to this next generation, the Generation W. Sad. It's pathetic. Everybody's a racist now, right? Everybody's calling each other racists. I saw a squirrel yesterday. It was a racist squirrel. I mean, everything is a racist now. It's a very serious term. And I only know of a few people that actually are. And one of them happens to be sitting in the White House. And the rest are just throwing the word around like they don't know what they're talking about. All right. You're getting me all upset. Stop it. It's time to leave. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace.